Hey, Kurt.
Maggie Malone flinched when the proprietor of Lawton's General Store bellowed across the room on her behalf.
Kurt, this little lady is trying to find the McCain Ranch. You heading back out there now?
Please, I don't want to trouble anyone, she said. I'll be fine if you can just point me in the right direction.
No trouble, the proprietor spoke for the other man. Kurt's a foreman at the ranch.
The man named Kurt came into view as he made his way to the counter where Maggie stood. She looked into his eyes, and her breathing faltered. His remote expression was unwelcoming, to say the least. He struck her as someone who didn't take kindly to strangers, and especially didn't like having one thrust on him.
I'm not going to the ranch, but I'm heading north, he told the proprietor while his cool gaze swept over her petite stature and windblown mass of auburn hair.
She assumed the McCain Ranch was north because the man she'd asked for directions nodded his head in satisfaction.
Thanks,
she returned politely, not wanting assistance from a man who obviously didn't want to give it. But there's no need to escort me to the McCains. I don't have any trouble following directions.
The ranch ain't hard to find,
the helpful proprietor explained, but there's a storm brewing and a wind blowing from the north. It ain't good to be roaming in the countryside alone. Maggie swallowed more words of protest. She'd lived most of her life in Chicago, so the wind factor didn't worry her. What worried her was the unfriendly perusal she was getting from the big cowboy, who stood a foot taller than her 5 feet and looked at her as though she were an alien from outer space. His unfriendly attitude left her momentarily at a loss for words, a condition she couldn't remember experiencing in all of her 26 years.
I'll follow you out of town and direct you to the ranch, the foreman said in a deep baritone, his expression never softening.
His face was deeply tanned, with fine lines about the eyes from squinting in the sun. He had a cleft in his chin and firmly compressed lips. The rest of his features could have been cast in stone as well.
I'd appreciate that, she replied.
The cowboy had already turned and was heading for the door. She decided to follow and part ways with him as soon as possible.
Thank you,
she threw over her shoulder to the man behind the counter as she tried to catch up with her rude guide. The foreman stopped at the door and waited for her. After shoving his hat down tightly over his forehead, he shifted the grocery bag he carried to his left arm and held the door with his right. Maggie repeated her thanks and did her best to slip past him without making any contact.